You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! Dried off from your pickleball sleeve?
What the hell are we doing in a studio?
I know, right? Feels nice.
I thought our whole life was outside with the people.
We'll
now
get back
I
outside
come
with
back
the people
here.
Later this week, it sounds
That's
like.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to do that. How you feeling today, Sleeve?
I'm feeling good, brother.
Yeah?
Feeling good.
You had a long few days.
I'm
going to sell this for you.
Okay.
You had Islands on Thursday. We had a great
Islands
time
we had Thursday.
Out with the people.
Great time.
You had...
By the way, thank you for just pushing me to go get the big wave. I did that.
Did you do it?
Enjoyed it.
I told you,
when
great,
I got back.
Great burger.
Great burger.
Great burger. I had the North Shore tacos as okay. I sat there and got a shirt with my face on it.
Can I lie to you for a quick second?
Sure.
The GM there, very, very... I was very appreciative when he said I was ordering something to go. I'm like, you know, I got to take off, so I'm going to order something to go. And he said to me, he's like, well, would you like something for Lady Slee as well? I'm like, well, if you're offering.
Sure.
I did the tacos that you got,
yeah.
And I did the burger. Got home, basically had 3/4 of a burger and 2 tacos.
Perfect. Perfect.
And then tried going for a walk like half a
Can't
mile
beat
in.
That.
I'm like, that's it. I'm done.
Can't beat that. Then mm-hmm. we had Friday at Pizza Hut.
Great.
Which was great. Jesse won at Giant TV. Had a bunch of people come out. That was a great day. Then you had a Laker game Friday night.
Yeah.
So they played the Sixers.
Tobias Harris was questionable.
Tobias Harris was questionable.
Yeah.
Then we had pickleball on Saturday morning,
Saturday.
Which we'll talk about. Unfortunately, we didn't get to play pickleball, but a lot of people came out.
Kind of had a good time.
Beto threw a pretty nice tailgate.
Yeah, that was nice.
So does that mean you guys are still the reigning 7-10 champs?
1,000%.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah, 1,000% we are.
As far as I can, I mean, nobody beat us.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
No
it's, like the year, they didn't have March Madness. Whoever was the champion before
exactly.
was still technically the champion for
exactly.
another year.
So then we had that. And then yesterday you had the Pacers. And now we're right back in here again.
145. Let's just keep going.
Get 46
Let's
points
go.
In the fourth quarter. No big deal.
Only 4 games this week, by the way.
Oh, they have 4 this
four
week?
4 games this week.
It's quite a few. That's quite a few. How are you feeling
now
after all of that? How are you feeling?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm feeling pretty good.
You are?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
Sometimes it's lack of sleep that sometimes gets you a
Just
little bit
extra. Just
keep
going.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up. Just
yeah,
be in a constant state of sleep deprivation.
Because the day it happens where I lock in a good 9-hour day of sleep, I'm going to be so drowsy the next day. So this one actually I think is working to the momentum. I appreciate you pointing it out. You know, we had a kind of a crazy week. But we don't have weekends like this very often.
No.
So let's just take advantage of them, enjoy what we can.
It's
and,
great.
And where do we want to start? You want to start with Saturday? You want to go back for a quick second to Friday? Because if I could say something real quick about Friday in Anaheim, I was so appreciative how all those people come out,
man. It was great. It was great. We had an awesome turnout.
9:10.
Yeah.
The place isn't even opening till 9:30, 9:45.
The place
was
full all day.
Line out the door. Like,
I'm
that
so
was,
jealous.
That was great.
I'm jealous I wasn't there Thursday and Friday. You guys
well, you
had
made
great
an appearance
ones.
On Saturday,
yeah,
and
Saturday.
Apparently Saturday kind of spun out of control on you at that point.
We're going.
I mean,
there.
I'm glad you're here.
We're going.
But,
yeah, there.
Well,
just
look.
Right
I just want to make sure that we don't have to. We can get into as much or as little detail as you would like.
Yep.
I'm just glad that you are here and present and of sound mind and body.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
No, it was. You know what? I have a question for I think both of you.
Okay.
Because I think you guys were both in this category.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have our pickleball tournament, and, you know, it got rained out.
I killed it, by the way. Nobody saw, but I was killing it out there.
Oh, we were all killing it, but in another way, not on the court. Now, here's my question. I saw that picture with all of us in it, and there's so many people in shorts that I'm like, did you guys not see the weather report? It was freezing.
I was in pants.
No, you went pants.
Oh, you were in pants?
Bro, I was... born and raised in Southern California, if there's a little rain in the forecast, I'm overreacting like no tomorrow. I had pants on. I had layers on of clothing. I was good to go.
I had 3 different sweatshirts because every time I'd go out, I'd get wet, and I'd go back to the Chevy Silverado from Rotolo Chevrolet, the Chevy High Country. I'd sit there. I'd warm up. I'd take my sweatshirt off. I'd put another one on, go back out, hang out at Beto's tailgate for a few more minutes.
Yep.
Oh, that was
get
fun.
Wet all over again. Go back in, change my shirt, put on a dry shirt, come back out, get wet all over again. I had 2 shirts, 3 sweatshirts.
Okay.
Damn.
Worked out okay.
You were ready.
I saw Mario had shorts on.
Yes.
Sedano had shorts on.
Greg had shorts
Berg
on.
Berg had shorts. And I see these guys.
Momo.
I think Ireland
you know
did, too.
You know they
Ireland.
Were, they were like, you ever see like a dog in the rain just shivering? That's what everyone, I'm like, what are you guys wearing here? We knew it was going to be raining.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Sedano, Tommy, Momo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm
was
going through
for it.
It.
She
Parker,
had the Stanford hoodie, but that's about it. Yeah. She looked cold.
I think people thought this was an athletic day. So
well,
they wanted to make sure they had like, you know, they
movement.
Wanted to make sure. Yeah, they wanted
movement.
To make sure they had movement. I don't mind.
So
at
you
all.
Texted me. Did you text me or call me on Saturday morning? I think you texted me.
Okay.
And you're like, it's pouring in
oh,
Pasadena.
Yeah, yeah. I texted you.
And I said, I woke up on Saturday morning, looked out the window, you know, in my bedroom. Not only was it not raining, it was nice outside.
Oh.
It was nice. So I'm like,
not
okay.
me.
So I guess, thought I was an idiot.
I guess pickleball's
right, well,
on. Yeah. So I'm driving up there the whole way. It's dry. And then right as I exit the freeway, it starts to rain. And then it
Class
basically
season.
Didn't. The second I got home, Slee, it was beautiful okay. all over
all right.
again.
We're not good people. I'm going to, let's talk about it. From Pasadena.
We're not good people.
We're not because... A few things happened, and it was more on the drive home, okay? In Pasadena, it was raining the whole time. So I'm
all
like,
day?
LA was, too, yeah.
Well, so it was raining. At least in the morning, it was raining. And I'm telling myself, I'm like, you know, they say it's going to clear up. You know, probably about 10 o'clock, the rain's going to stop. Mm-hmm, but I'm like, right now, at least for right now, I'm like, it's raining pretty hard here. By the time I got, you know, I drove my entire drive down. I even sent you a video.
Yeah, it was pouring.
It was pouring rain. The entire drive, it was raining the entire time. Finally get down there, and I think we're all there, probably about 9:30-ish, whatever the time is. We're like, all right, we know it's going to get pushed back, and we'll take it from there. But it rained for 3.5 hours straight.
It rained a lot.
It rained for three. Yeah.
And
it just
never
wouldn't stop raining.
Poured,
never.
But it was just steady
just never
rain
stopped.
For the entire morning. The crazy thing was, a lot of people came out, and we're incredibly grateful to everybody that did. It was fun to hang out. Because we weren't playing pickleball, we got to chit-chat and hang out.
Yeah.
Have a beer, and it seemed like other people were enjoying other things
sure.
as well. It was a wonderful day.
Honestly, the amount of people that we had for the weather was amazing.
It was great.
Just to see everybody have fun and like didn't care that it was pouring, you know, that it was raining. Now shout out to the DJ and the girl that was with the DJ, because I think
she was dancing.
She was like dancing in the rain.
She dancing
like,
the whole time.
Okay,
because when we started taking photos,
entire time,
I started looking over there. I'm like, you know, she didn't look like she just started dancing.
She was good. She was hyped. Like she was like, yeah, girl, let's go. And I'm like, whoa, I can't. Well, I can move now, but like I couldn't move that day, and I was like,
"How did you hurt your back?"
So you know, we gonna leave that out.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, I did. I did hurt my back.
She's taking the fifth on how she hurt her back.
Pickleball, and she stepped wrong.
Yeah,
walking. So
stepped in the kitchen.
Stepped in the kitchen.
I stepped. The kitchen was a little hot, and
I understand. Subra.
Subra.
How you feeling?
You know, it was a long weekend for everyone.
Yeah,
but it was a good weekend.
You were
very
busy.
Good weekend. Very busy.
What time did you get out of pickleball?
We left around 3.
Oh, okay.
Or actually, no, 2, and it took an hour to get back with I drove the van here.
Oh, you took the van?
Yeah. So.
All right. You were pretty wet. The last I saw you, it looked like you jumped into the pool.
I haven't heard you guys said it was raining, but we need it, so I don't understand. It's good. It's good.
It feels like it's been raining for a very long time.
I did read an article a couple weeks back. We don't have a widespread like drought for another 2 years.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're good for now.
I'm going to start watering my driveway just to get the dirt off of it.
Cody looked like because you reach a point in that situation. If you don't have an umbrella, you just basically decide, all right, I'm just going to get wet, and you just accept it.
Yeah.
Cody looked like he had 4 hours of acceptance.
It looked like I was a part of an Usher music video.
Yeah.
Like I was a backup dancer or something like that.
Yeah, he was good to go.
You remember that was a thing back in the day? So when I was a kid, my dad would cut the grass on Saturdays, right? And he would, you know, work around the yard and all this stuff. And all the grass clippings would be all over the place.
I loved cutting the grass back in the day.
My dad liked it.
Yeah.
And so, but then when he was done, he would hose down the driveway and the walkway to our house and all these things. dozens, if not hundreds, of gallons just to where a broom went in. And everybody on our street did the same thing.
Yeah.
And you never thought twice about it. If you tried to water your driveway right now, they'd arrest you on the spot.
They would.
Oh, yeah. It's a
big thing. You can't do that anymore.
No. My mom lives in West Covina, and they have days, right,
yeah,
where you could do this.
Yep.
And she was like, oh, I'm just going to wash my car. I'm like, Mom, don't do that. I'll pay for it. And she's like, I want to do it. Yeah. So she starts, they literally pull up, and you're like, ma'am, it's not a day. You know, you got to stop. If not, we're going to ticket you.
They pull up?
Yeah, they do, because your neighbors are the ones that call it in. And, you know, we have little Karen neighbors.
Damn.
Well, my mama does. So.
What if we just all agree to not call on each other and we can water our driveways and
water
wash our cars?
As we want.
It's crazy. Like, I was like, Mom, no. And I was there because it was early. I was like, I told you, do not wash your car. Just go take it. It's like $5.
I remember we'd forget, like, they'd forget the sprinklers on. It would just stay on for like 6 hours. Just a complete, like, you go outside, it's like, Dad, you know, this is, we got to remember this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like 9 trying to tell my dad, we can't forget this. The whole.
You know, they sell timers at Home Depot. You can just plug them in and hook them up.
Not in 88.
They'll turn them on. No, they had them.
They had them then. We weren't paying for them.
Yeah, they had them then.
It's too expensive.
As well. So Shohei is going to talk today. We don't know exactly when he's going to talk today.
No.
Do you think he put SDSU over UConn in the Sweet 16 picks?
There's a lot of Shohei had this and had that, and Ipe had this and had that, and that's just going to be the way that's going to go for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to talk later today. We're not exactly sure when. Maybe it's during our show. Maybe it's during Mason and Ireland. I don't know. But I'm kind of curious to what he's going to say, Alan. We can kind of speculate exactly about what it is that he's going to say. But I don't think that we're all going to walk out of the Dodger Stadium press conference at the end of the day and go,
everything's been figured out.
God, why didn't they say so from the beginning? That's all it was? Cool, let's go back to not worrying about anything ever. I'm pretty sure that's not what's going to happen. What is going to happen, that's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ask Slee coming up in about a half an hour from right now. They're already doing a pretty good job, Slee. So we're in a pretty good spot there. You can send them to me at Travis Rogers. You can send them to Laura. You can send them to Cody, who has an X in his Twitter handle. I still don't know why, but that's what
X exclamation point.
We got to help you out, bro.
It's something in there. Yep. I don't know what it is. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Otani's going to talk today.
Yep.
We don't know what he's going to say, other than I have a pretty good feeling I know what he's going to say. It's going to be very specific language.
Yep.
I think that he will probably read a prepared statement. I'd be very surprised if he took questions from reporters. Maybe he might, but I'd be surprised. I think it's probably, this is what I'm going to say. Unfortunately, I'm not able to answer any questions for XYZ, and this is what I have to say about this. I think it will be, I was taken advantage of. I trusted somebody that I should not have trusted. I did not do my due diligence with this particular person. I was taken advantage of by someone who I considered not just an associate, but a friend. I think that's going to be that and then a peace out. I'd be very, very surprised if there's anything that go, oh, wow, mm-hmm. I didn't think of it like that. Or, oh, that makes a lot more sense. This is going to be, it's kind of what I thought he's going to have to say. Very specific, nebulous, vague, they worked me over language.
Now, if I understand Ipe still is under contract, so he will be interpreting for this. And then after today, he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll have one more left to go.
I would imagine being that new interpreter is not going to be a super easy gig for him.
Yeah.
I would imagine that you're going to keep him at an arm's length for the rest of your life. If, in fact, what we're learning is even quasi-true.
Or the job's going to be so easy because literally all he has to do is just interpret, and they're not going to let him do anything else.
Maybe, but I mean, would you ever trust anybody ever again?
Let's go back to... The answer is no, I wouldn't, but we still don't even have all the full answers that are out there in regards to this. I think today is going to be... It's a good look for Shohei Ohtani to address the media. I think the storyline of saying Shohei Ohtani is going to address the media on Monday is a good look. I think that's smart because I actually am surprised when I read that story. I think it was yesterday, maybe Saturday, but I think it was yesterday, that he was going to even say anything. And I just say that because when attorneys get involved, there's a lot of don't say anything. You can't say a word. We're not going to let you do this. We're not going to do that. Other than go let the interpreter go talk to ESPN for an hour and a half. Other than that, you know, that obviously debacle.
But if he could go talk, Al, and say nothing, and it's like not talking.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If we get anything out of this, I'd be surprised. I think it's just more going to be the let's have him in front of cameras. Let's let him address the media, and then let's let him finish off by saying, guys, this is an investigation that is going on. I will no longer comment on this. Period. So now when you get into Thursday's game against St. Louis or any of these other post games moving forward, or Shohei cracks two home runs and somebody wants to slip in, hey, what's the latest with this? Guys, I already told you, I'm not addressing this anymore. I think it's more for that than anything else to actually think we're going to get substance.
No, we're not.
It doesn't sound like this would be the type of thing to get substance.
The substance
from.
That's amazing to me, and it's the lack thereof, that think about this for a second. Think about how crazy this is. One person is accusing another person of stealing $4.5 million. And we're not even talking about that, right? That if you stole $4.5 million from a bank, a company, a retirement fund, or whatever it
Can
is.
Can I simplify it for you? When's the last time you went to let's take an Apple store. This is actually a good store because I think anybody who is trying to, if somebody stole credit card information, stuff like that, I know where I'm going. I'm probably going to the Apple store. Like I'm gonna probably
expensive.
Go see. Can I go get a couple items? Maybe I could sell those items in the black market. Blah blah. I sound like a professional here. But
yeah, you do.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, if you
what
just
do
take,
I know?
If you just take the VIN number off. last time you went to an Apple store, I guarantee you that you went out and bought a laptop that cost you $1,500 or an iPad or whatever the case is. They're gonna ask, cool. Can we get your credit card? Give them your credit card. Cool. Can we get your ID? Here's my ID. And then the moment...
Sorry, sir. It doesn't match.
And the moment they run that card, you know what one of probably the first things going to happen? Is they're going to say, it didn't go through. And then you're going to look at your phone. You're going to look at your phone. You're going to have a text message or a phone call coming from MasterCard or Visa saying, hey, did you just make a $1,500 purchase?
Yeah.
And that's with you standing there...
Yeah, yes or no, please click
here. At the largest corporation you could think of with your ID and everything else, and you're still got to go through all these filters. There's $4.5 million of Ohtani's money in an illegal account or an illegal bookie.
It's an insane story because one of two things has to be true about this. Either it's bull you know what, right? Okay. It's just that because to your point, if your spending is out of whack in any meaningful way, did your example of the Apple store, the bank calls and says, hey, we noticed that you're we good? And you could say, yeah, it's me. Thank you
Done.
For checking.
Cleared.
Or you go, no, I'm sitting in my living room watching, you know, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. What do you mean I'm at the Apple store? Apple store. Great show. Love that show.
What'd they buy?
Yeah. So there's that story. Or... He had access to his bank accounts to the tune of $4.5 million. I don't look.
Can
if
you
you've
still,
ever
like, I still don't understand how you get through all the guardrails.
That's what I'm saying.
You have, yeah.
To buy with purchases and look, I've never bought anything for $4.5 million. I don't know what that's like, but I would imagine there's a few follow-ups. I would imagine that it's not just I'll just sign here. The bookie was taking $4.5 million a bet on credit, and then when you went to pay it, it's just like, ah, here, which fund would you like to transfer that from, Mr. Otani? Click menu, personal checking. We'll just send that out to here. Where would you like to attach a memo?
The only confirmation you need is to say, how many bikes are on this photo? How many streetlights are
which
in
of
this?
These pictures contain a stop sign?
Yep.
Yeah, right, right?
If you just nail that one,
how many
you're good.
Hills
no
you
one
have,
asks
you know?
Any questions.
It's crazy. Let's assume that he was able to navigate the stop sign question, the Apple Store follow-up, the mother's maiden name, first pet after elementary school, all those questions you get when you try to do online banking.
I feel like the biggest, it would literally be one of the most impressive crimes.
Yeah, it's $4.5 million. Why is this? If he really did steal $4.5 million,
should be working for the FBI.
Well, no, why is he not in custody somewhere? Why
he should be in jail.
$4.5 million of stolen funds, and he's just wherever he is. Because I feel like he'd be arrested. We would have heard that. And it's a pending criminal investigation with this bookie with EPA. $4.5 million of allegedly stolen funds, and he's just not arrested?
That's UCI.
That's crazy to me.
He's at UCI.
No, he's not. Or Riverside, which is where he said he went, which he never went to. $4.5 million goes missing, and I say, Al, you stole my money. And here, and you're saying, oh yeah, I did steal the money. You're in custody.
Of course you are.
Why are we just skipping by the part where there's $4.5 million that was thieved?
I don't know.
And nobody's doing anything about it.
I don't know. I really genuinely don't know.
Am I not crazy?
No, but I don't think we know. Like, you and I combined, we have probably the knowledge of the legal world. What would you say, 0.00075?
Speak for yourself. I watch Law & Order almost every night.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I know the terminology. All right,
then you're at 1%. I'm at 0.00075.
Nobody talks. We all walk. That's rule number one.
Hypothetically.
I need a lawyer.
Right. Hypothetically, does he... Okay, he hires an attorney, and now the attorney's kind of dealing with it. They can't grab him and book him unless they figure out, okay, well, it's your story versus his story, right? Like, there's no... That it can't just happen right away. I'm just assuming that's the only thing I can think of.
Fair.
This is not a... The type of crime that it is not a, hey, somebody hurt somebody, in physically or something.
No, but this also isn't, hey, you know, you told me you'd fix my transmission for $500, you charged me $750, so we had a dispute and nobody paid the bill. It's $4.5 million.
Why did they tell you $500 and then it's always $750?
That's what I mean. It's $4.5 million that's missing. And the guy with the money and his team is saying he stole it. But the other guy said, no, we did it together. And then he said, oh, no, he didn't know anything about it. Okay, he didn't know anything about it. Then how do you have it? Right? What's the answer? No, he didn't know anything. Okay, then how did you get it? What's the answer to that question?
Venmo.
Zelle?
Got it through Venmo.
What's the
Cash
answer to that question?
No answer.
So you either hacked into his bank accounts or Otani trusted you to such a degree that you were able to take him to the hoop for a tune of $4.5 million. I want to get into that next because the more that we learn about Ipe, the shadier he is. Yeah. And I'm not saying that he isn't. I'm just saying that he's either a master criminal or no one bothered to say, hey, are we sure this guy is who he says he is? That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Prize Pixley. Speaking of, I have the more than on Otani's home runs this year. I did a little futures on Prize Picks, which you can do. Major League Baseball. I took three guys' home runs, all of them more. Soto, Judge, and Otani went more than all of these guys. That's Prize Picks. You pick between 2 and 6 players at Prize Picks, and you can win up to 25 times your money.
All right, here's what we got going on in the NBA today. A lot of games, by the way, going on in the NBA. Jalen Brunson, 29.5 points, more or less. All right, let's find one more. That's all we really got to do is we just got to find two of these. Let's go Kristaps Porzingis, more or less than 19 points.
More.
It takes about 60 seconds to submit your picks and kind of put yourself in a position here where you can enjoy games. Even if it's not your team, you could still be looking at other squads out there, other players out there, and still have some action in the game. Download the app today. Use that code 710 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code 710 on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why'd you play this?
I don't know. Yeah. Tell me.
Just the mood struck you?
Love Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers' mood.
Get in there, Kenny.
Wow. Yeah. How old are you?
Yeah, Ken, this was old when I was a kid.
Yeah, this is old.
But it's classic.
Yeah, come on. You got to know Kenny Rogers.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. I know it. But Islands in the Stream, are you going to come with that?
I love Islands in the Stream. Oh, my gosh. The summer of the pandemic, that was the song of the summer for me. Islands in the Stream. Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, are you kidding me?
I would not have put Cody Liu as a Kenny Rogers fan.
No.
Are you kidding me?
That is not
love
what
Kenny.
I had on the board.
You have very eclectic. I thought I had eclectic music taste, but Cody will bust out like banda, and I'm like, bro, what?
Anything or everything. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Banda.
Music
What's
is
in
music.
Your car, baby. Driving in, what were you listening to?
Today, I was actually listening to Ariana Grande.
Oh, what?
Yeah. She came out with an album.
she
came out with an album the other week.
Well, you already had it. Remember the
From
Taylor
Kenny
Swift
Rogers
stuff.
To Ariana Grande. Okay. All right. I'm trying to.
Yeah, you beat
picture.
Me, man. Definitely beat me on the music.
That's incredible. Going home, he's going to have Juvenile.
Exactly.
Just
full round. Complete round.
Well, my youngest son, Michael, is, you know, listens to, he's 18, and it's most of the stuff that you would expect a high school senior to listen to, right? It's it's a lot of hip hop. It's
Kendrick.
It's fine, whatever. He and I went out to dinner on Saturday night, just the two of us, and we took his car because it was the easiest one to get into. And his phone starts to play the music, and he's got Metallica going, like old school 80s Metallica, like Ride the Lightning Metallica. I'm like,
wow.
Really? And he's like, what? I'm like, you like Metallica?
Can you walk me through that entire conversation?
Yeah,
this is a transcript, basically. This is
what
I said. Metallica, really? What? You like Metallica? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, that's cool. What else do you like? I don't know. Okay, cool.
Then it was silence from that.
Then
the rest of the
car. When the food came, he got a little more engaged. I don't know if this is a confession. I don't know. I don't know what this is, but I feel like I need to tell you guys.
Go for it.
For the first time since the first of the year.
Yep.
I had a full-blown, full-scale caloric meltdown on Sunday afternoon.
Ooh, please.
So yesterday. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. We had, speaking of my son Michael, the senior parents of his baseball team take turns on Sunday afternoons feeding the kids. We each get one weekend to feed the team for the senior parents. And it was our turn to do it. So we hired Taco Guy, same guy that you had. Same guy. He came and did the same exact spread.
Same setup,
same exact thing. And I've been doing really well.
Yeah.
I've been exercising almost every single day.
Yep.
Been very disciplined about my eating. And I've been, honestly, pretty disciplined about alcohol, too. I've just been really, really
good.
Did
you drink yesterday?
Not a drop. So not a drop of alcohol, but yes.
You didn't have any alcohol?
No alcohol.
Huh.
But... my man Salvador showed up at the house.
Yeah.
And I had probably six or seven tacos, and I had two full plates of rice and beans and salsa and cheese and cilantro and onions, the whole thing. Like, and when I say full plate, I'm talking a plate this size.
The plate broke. It was like one of the paper plates and
covered. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not covered like a pie. Mm-hmm. That's how much there was in there. Two of those. And then I had, I don't know, eight chocolate chip cookies.
Come on, bro.
Where'd you get the chocolate?
Costco.
Eight?
Eight.
That's a lot.
Did you have
like
to go?
That's like two rows.
Yes. That's
like a lot.
Yeah. I think it's almost two full rows. It's 80% of two rows.
Did he have to go back to Albertsons? Like, I got to just get more meat here. Travis is taking, we're out of rice and beans. Rice and beans
so
are gone.
Much. And I'm eating and I'm like, you need to stop. You're going to make yourself sick. You need to stop. You need to stop. I didn't stop.
No, you can't do it. Sometimes you just can't do it.
And today I'm paying the repercussions and it's I'm not at my best.
Are the parents mad at you?
Why?
Because four kids didn't get to eat yesterday.
So sleepy. You know how much food there's still left over? Salvador rolls in so heavy.
Yeah, he does.
That there's so much food. Kelly's volleyball teammates were there too. So we had four college volleyball players there as well. 20-ish high school baseball players.
Me, Susan, Bobby.
So we had 30 people there.
Wow.
30-ish, maybe 28.
And there's that much food left over?
There's a lot of food left over.
And going to Roger's house.
I feel so subpar, suboptimal this morning. That's why I'm attempting. I don't know if you're watching on YouTube. You can see my plate of cantaloupe and grapes.
Yeah, nobody's buying it.
No, why not? I've been doing a good job.
I'm proud of you. Yeah.
But it was, and I don't know whether that's like the first step in a total meltdown, you know, fall off the wagon
situation.
Or it's that doesn't feel good anymore. Don't do that.
I tell you exactly what it is, because you've already ran into situations like this. We're already almost at the end of March. You've already had situations. You went your golf outing. You went and had that
but
trip.
But I didn't overeat. I ate, but I didn't overeat.
Did you overdrink?
Not one day.
One day.
One day.
But you followed it up with, all right, I'm going to get back out there.
Yeah.
Like, these next couple of days, all you got to do is just get back to doing what you were doing. That's all you got to do. Just, by the way, that's impressive.
I woke up
seven
with
tacos,
a literal
rice
food
and
hangover.
Beans. Two huge plates of rice and beans. I don't know if you guys know anything about rice and beans.
It's heavy.
It's pretty heavy.
It's heavy.
It kind of sits there.
Big thing of the jack cheese on it and salsa verde, salsa rojo, cilantro, onions, radishes, limes.
You did both.
Eight cookies?
Yeah, eight.
Oh my God.
I thought you weren't a sweet guy.
They were sitting there. It's like a drug addict that's just descending into the abyss. It's like they're there. I'm not going to stop now.
Listen, I'm not going to.
I'm with you on everything other than the
cookies.
Couldn't stop.
The
cookies,
yeah. I'm not going to come at you that hard, Trav, because I'm not a sweet tooth person. But the amount of sweets that I've taken down from Thursday to Sunday, it's ridiculous. I mean, back-to-back desserts. I sent you guys a bracket, right? Yep. So my other job, my boss's wife bakes like her own bracket.
Oh, that's not fair.
And I'm like, I can't say no because she's baking and she's doing all this work. But it's also really good.
I was going to say, it's legit.
Oh my God. The only, obviously I wasn't there Saturday, so I didn't eat that. But everything else, I've like devoured. The raspberry cheesecake bar was amazing.
Those are good.
Then she did an Oreo cheesecake bar, was great.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Raspberry cheesecake bar.
So Cody just gave me a little breaking news that Otani is going to deliver a statement and will not be taking questions today. Okay. So not a huge surprise there that he's, and it, like we were talking about a second ago, he's going to come in. He's going to deliver his version of the story.
Yep.
Maybe it's the truth. Hope it is. We'll see. We'll figure it out from there. But he's not, because here's the thing. You can't take questions because then you're going to have answers on the record. And then there's going to be a transcript of what you said. And if your story ever changes, then it's on. Mm-hmm. And if it changes dramatically, it's really on. And there's going to be follow-ups and follow-ups to follow-ups. And he's not going to put himself in that position. And I would assume, and we can talk about this after Ask Lee. We can start right here, Al. For somebody, Otani, we're talking specifically Shohei Otani right here. For somebody that was so buttoned up, presumably, that was so disciplined in the messaging that they put out, in the image that they were portraying,
yeah,
to have been this colossally sloppy in mm-hmm. something, that now I would imagine his PR firm, the law firm that he hired, this crisis law firm that he hired, is basically going to do this, do not say anything to anybody about anything ever. We're going to get on top of this. We're going to manage this from this point forward. That the odds of getting him on the record with any of this stuff, other than very benign statements, I think are the longest of long shots.
That's why when we started our conversation, do you think anything of substance comes out? I don't. I think the optics of it, Shohei is going to address it. Okay, that looks good for a quick second, right?
Yeah,
Shohei's going to address it. Dave Roberts saying, I'm glad he's going to address it. You know, this is great. This is what he should do. This is what he needs to do. All that stuff. That sounds good, but you and I can sit here and have a five-minute conversation, and I could talk for 5 minutes, and you could walk away and say, I have no idea what the hell you just said. You said nothing of substance, which usually probably happens, right? This is a good example.
Occasionally.
It's a good example right here. Shohei can, whatever statement he reads, it's going to have been looked at 38 times, 50 times by his attorneys. They're going to go back and forth before Shohei even gets it. And all Shohei is going to have to do, and I didn't know this, and maybe this is the piece that's Alden that put out there, that no questions from the media, Alden Gonzalez. So there is media. So media is attending?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just going to say, what's the point of even having that? Like, why don't you just
Well, they're
going to
shout questions at him. He's not going to answer
Yeah, anything. But I'm just saying that, hey, Shohei is going to be at Dodger Stadium. He's going to release a statement. It's going to be broadcast on Spectrum Sportsnet, and we call it a day.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting to have media there.
Yeah, but they're going to want to they're going to try to do their thing. They're going to talk to other people. They're going to get stuff on background. They're going to talk about mood. They're going to talk about the look on his face. Did he look calm? Did he look relaxed? Did he look reassured? Did he look frightened? Did mm-hmm. he look nervous? They're going to try to interpret all of these,
How's Lux at second?
How did Lux do at second?
Yep.
All of this stuff. But you're right. We're not going to get any of this. But when we come back at 11 o'clock, I want to talk about how we got to where we are right now, regardless of what the truth is. And we're still trying to figure out exactly what that is. How did this Ipe character get so close to one of the most famous athletes on earth, while doing nothing but telling people lies, basically from the time he got his first job with the Angels? It's a pretty extraordinary grift on his part. That's coming up at 11. Coming up next, it's Ask Slee. Send him on in at Travis Rogers. Send him to Laura. Send him to Cody with an X. Of course, you can call us 877-710-ESPN. Travis Slee, 710-ESPN.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
ESPN. That's the number if you'd like to do an Ask Slee on the phone, which are always great. Let's start with one of the guys that was, he pulled off the triple header. He was at all three things. He was at Islands. He was at Pizza Hut. He was at Pickleball. We're going to start with Crypto Ray, Al.
Crypto Ray in the house.
Be honest. Which 710 personality do you think was the most relieved Pickleball got rained out?
Ooh, that's a good question. All right, let me think about this. I don't think Sedano and Cap, I think they were fine. I think they probably had it in their... Oh, I got it. Easy. Easy money. Mason.
I think Mason. Why Mace?
I think Mason was a little bit of a relief.
Over
like,
Ireland?
Okay, so I don't have to do this. Yeah, no, John was ready. John was there.
Oh, yeah, and his
Lisa
wife
was
too.
There.
Lisa was ready.
They look like... I mean, they were properly dressed for pickleball. They looked like they had just stretched for an hour and a half.
They looked like they're like, come at us, because we're about
Ramona was playing even in rain. So like, there's certain people that I don't think they were overly concerned. They wanted it to happen. You're close.
You're going to say, you're missing the most obvious answer.
Listen, you're not far.
This girl.
But you are also one of the defending champs.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Right?
I think Mace, there's probably a little bit of relief. Like, what are you going to do? If
but Mace,
the Lord above said it's supposed to rain today, then...
But Mace likes
let it be.
Being in it. You know what I mean? Like,
he
likes...
don't want to get injured.
No, I know he doesn't want to get injured, but he likes being
We're going to ask
it.
Him that.
Yeah, we will ask him. I think the answer is staring at you across the table right now. That I was happy to play, but the second it was the Done. Plug was pulled, I'm like, cool.
You might have, honestly. One of the best poker faces I've ever seen is this guy right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just felt like, okay, is we going to play? Yeah. All right, if we're going to play, let's play. If we're not, just let me know. And I could go hang out at Beto's tailgate a little bit longer.
How
so good.
When you drove.
Good tailgate.
When you drove.
Yeah.
You're driving back home.
Yeah.
Pickleball's canceled.
Yes.
I probably could have driven 4 minutes, and all of a sudden I'm looking, I'm like, a lot of blue skies over here.
Hit the gas.
Yeah, I got to the freeway, and I was just waiting for a text.
Yeah, turn it around.
Okay, but I'm not kidding. At this specific location we're at, I'm not exaggerating when I said for 3.5 hours it rained straight. Like you said, not hard.
It did.
But steady.
It was raining.
Steady.
Even if you tried to, you know what, we'll dry up something. Yeah, in 30 seconds it's going to be wet again. So there's nothing they could have
done. Even with the solar panels like covering the cars and stuff, there's still enough gaps. There was nowhere to go that it was dry. Laura, what do you got?
All right.
It's a good question.
It is. So we have Raider Ruben, and I actually really like this question. It says, what's the one thing that can instantly make your date better?
Instantly can make your day better. Okay, this one, I think I'll lean towards this one. When I plan something with Michelle, when we have something planned out, we're going to go get a dinner, or we got happy hour coming up, or we're going to go see a movie, or something like that. And it could be sporadic. Like, we could have nothing planned, and then she texts me and says, hey, do you want to do this later? Like, having something to look forward to
You're
spending it with somebody that you enjoyed spending it with, I think that could be an instant like this. Could I throw in one more? Sports.
Yeah. Okay.
I you know, sometimes you just kind of live and die. It's kind of stupid the way
Lakers
it is.
The Lakers win, you're just happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Aztecs are in the freaking Sweet 16. That's a good day yesterday, right?
Okay.
Like, little things like that can spark something, and I think that happens for
you know, it's a great gift. From the universe or just whatever it is, when something that you have on your books gets canceled and it's not your fault.
Oh my God, yes.
There's nothing quite like that.
Is
like
that
you have a thing that's
that
like,
you didn't
hey,
really
I got this thing
go.
On Tuesday and you're like, oh man, I really don't want to do that. Whatever. Okay, I got to do it. And you do it. And then all of a sudden, like on Monday night, they're like, hey, you know that thing we're doing tomorrow? It's done. We somebody can't make it. We're going to push it. We'll let you know. And then it's like you got to release from jail. It's so good.
Then it just frees up the rest of the evening.
But it's not even like, even if it was just an hour, right? Uh-huh. Like I got a thing. I got to meet with a teacher or whatever it is. It's like, I got awesome. Nothing is better than having something canceled.
All I know that I got from this answer is Alan took way too long to say Lady Slee. And two, don't plan anything with Trev.
No, I'll show up. I always show up. If we make a plan and once it goes, Al's heard me say this, once it's in the phone,
it's in.
And I plan accordingly. But if you called me, said, Trav, let's get together. Let's talk radio. Let's go have lunch. And I said, okay, Laura, let's do it. And then you said to me, you know, something's come up. I got to go. I'd be like, okay. And I'd be thrilled. Not that I don't want to spend time with you or anybody else. It's just having a thing canceled on you is a wonderful, like, just a little free pass.
I get it.
Love it. Code?
Christopher Holmes over on Twitter asked, can you ever fully trust a left-handed person? A good one.
Yeah, I can. I think I can. And I'm going to give you a ridiculous basketball reference.
Do we know if Ipe is left or right-handed?
I don't know that.
Oh.
We'll find that out right now.
Yeah.
Let me give you a ridiculous left-handed or a basketball example. It's an awful example. I love watching lefties in basketball. Like, I don't know what it is about them. Everything just looks so much smoother.
That's everything. That's golf. That's baseball. It's all of it.
Okay. You're probably 100% right.
Yeah.
But when a lefty drains a 25-footer, I'm like, that looked amazing. When this is obviously just all sports related, think of like some of these guys, the Manu Ginobili, some of these players. I always enjoyed, but what you just said is right. Anytime it's anybody left-handed, it is unique. A quarterback that's left-handed, it just looks pretty if he throws it 50
George
yards
Brett's
down the field.
Swing looks better than Gary Sheffield's. They're both great players,
sure.
But Gary Sheffield is right-handed, and it's like, yeah, that's cool, but you watch like George Brett or you watch Juan Soto bat left-handed, you're like, that just looks better. Mm-hmm. Tony Gwynn's swing looks better than Mookie Betts's. They're both great, but it just looks a lot better. Jason writes, is Shohei going to be our version of Barry Bonds? Hashtag ask Slee. I think what he means, our version of Dodger fans. And I know you're not a Dodger fan, but yep. I think that's what he's getting at. Dodger fans version.
No. I think we got a long way to go to figure out how the pieces end up falling on this thing. But if you said, give me your gut feeling of what ends up happening in my gut is a year from now, not that it's forgotten. It's going to be one of those moments like, that was really weird when Shohei had just signed with the Dodgers. And his interpreter was betting millions
stealing,
of dollars.
Stealing.
Alleged, you know.
Yeah.
Stealing. If it's anything other than that, maybe that changes.
Look, I don't think he can be Barry Bonds for one simple reason.
People didn't like Barry.
People disliked Barry way before the whole PED thing started to go off. That even when it was just Barry Bonds, Pittsburgh Pirate, Barry Bonds, San Francisco Giants, like we didn't like him because Barry was difficult to like.
Yep.
Barry was not friendly. Barry was not, you know, warm. Shohei is warm. Shohei is, you know, one of those guys that is easy to smile. He's easy to laugh. He's a guy that's very easy to like. Now, that being said, if this thing, even if your scenario, Al, where you kick the can down the road a year or so and nothing really comes out of it, I think the vast majority of people would be like, yeah, whatever, that was weird, like you were
weird.
Saying.
Yeah,
but
more than anything else.
Other fan bases will look at it like, yeah, I don't know what about what's going on. That's just fans being fans, but this will never
fully go away. I will tell you that other fan bases, look, the Dodgers are one of the more successful franchises. They just spent $1.3 billion in the offseason. There's a lot of fans from other teams and other markets like, what the hell? How the hell do you compete with this?
Yep.
Oh, no, you're looking for something to go wrong. How can you not? If you're a fan of another squad, you want something to go wrong. But I think when the Dodgers, maybe I'm completely wrong on this, I just have a feeling that Shohei will be able to, and maybe it's not 2-3 months, but over time it will simmer down. I think the thing that you said about hating a player, Shohei was so universally liked.
Yeah.
But maybe he was universally liked also because he wasn't a threat. He was playing for the Angels.
Maybe. And there's the cultural thing, and there's the he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's got a sense of humor. He's around, but turns out we didn't know very much about this guy.
No,
turns out that he didn't know very much about his guy as well. Laura, one more.
All right, one more. G.W. Stanton says, you come home after a night of drinking and you're hungry as hell. You warm up some pizza, and right before you take a bite, a big piece of sausage falls on the floor. Do you quickly pick it up and eat it or just forget about it? Hashtag ask sleep.
So my floor is a little bit different than other floors. If you have a dog, you can't just pick up something off the ground. If this was
3 second rule, 2 second rule.
If this was back in the day, and I don't have an animal at the house, that sausage is being picked up, and you know we're gonna do some work, I'm gonna make sure, and we're doing work. You can't do that with a dog. You can't do that with a golden retriever for two reasons. For two reasons. One, he's gonna pick it up. Two, there's probably so much hair already on the sausage that I'm not having it. So. No, I'm not picking it up. I'm not eating it.
Yeah, I'm not. Like,
take the L.
It's a piece of sausage.
Yeah, no, something goes down.
We could keep. We could keep it moving.
Let me ask you this: there's only two pieces of sausage on that entire slice.
Oh.
A little different.
It's a little different, right?
That's a little different. That is a little different for sure. Ipe is either a liar, a thief, both. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. So, a lot of people saw it on Saturday. A lot of people saw it on Saturday. The Chevy Silverado High Country from Rotolo Chevrolet. People, hey, Trav, is that the High Country? It sure is. Look at that thing. Even in the rain, it looked amazing. Sitting in there with my heated seats, enjoying my time, trying to dry off a little bit. So, if you've been thinking about getting a Silverado, looking at a Silverado, any of the Chevy cars or trucks, you got to get yourself out to Rotolo Chevrolet. That's where I got mine. I bought other cars from Rotolo Chevrolet as well. And it's because they just make you feel great about it. They make you feel great about the entire process. From the moment you get there until the time you drive off the lot with your vehicle, it's just like nothing else I've ever experienced. It's transparent, it's courteous, it's upfront, and you just feel like, okay, I know exactly what's going on here. How many times have you said that about other car places when you've gone shopping? Probably not very often. That's why Rotolo is the dealer of the year 13 years in a row. 13 years in a row, Rotolo Chevrolet has beaten everybody, right? So if you're thinking about a Silverado, you're thinking about a different Chevy car or truck, going out to Rotolo Chevrolet, right off the 210 freeway, Sierra Avenue exit. You can't miss it. It's the sea of Silverados, and tell them that Travis sent you. If you can't get in, go online, rotolochevy.com. That's R-O-T-O-L-O, rotolochevy.com.